请我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And that's first turn to First Thessalonians chapter
第一章。
One。
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and 10。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10。
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10。
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那一位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。这两节圣经节告诉我们，人活着有三件事情很重要。
Well, from these two verses, we know that there are three important things in our life.
我们在看人生，可以从两个方向来看。
When we look at our life, there are two perspectives that we can take.
一个是世界上的看法。
And the first perspective is to view our life from the world.
就是跟每一个人，包括没有敬拜的神，他们对人生的看法。
And this perspective is usually adopted by people who do not believe in God.
那另外一个是属灵的看法。
And the other perspective is the spiritual perspective.
属灵的看法就是从神来看。
And this perspective is the view taken up by God.
那世界上的看法在传道书里面叫做日光之下。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author of the book described that under the sun.
那属灵的看法叫做日光之上。
And the spiritual, so for the worldly perspective, it's called under the sun, and for the spiritual perspective, it's called above the sun.
所以有时候我们在谈论人生，我们发现没有信主的人不能够同意。
And that's why whenever we talk about life, we cannot agree with people who do not believe in God.
这是可以了解的。
And this is understandable.
因为他们是在日光之下。
Because they live under the sun.
但是我们在谈论是日光之上的看法。
But what we are concerned with is what is above the sun.
但是有时候我们看世界上人在谈论人生。
And many a times when we hear people talking about their lives.
我们也觉得说我们不能够同意。
We know that we don't.
因为他们在看人生是很短面的，很片面，很表面的。
Because when they look at life, they only look at the superficial aspect of life.
他们只从出生一直看到死。
From life to death, that's what they see.
但是出生以前，我们从哪里来
？But before birth, where do we come from?
那死以后往哪里去
？After death, where do we go?
这个他们没有办法解答。
And these are the questions they cannot answer.
所以他们在定义人生是很肤浅。
So that's why their definition of life is shallow in this respect.
在日光之下所看到的人生，跟从日光之上看下的人生是不一样的。
Our life is different when we see it from under the sun or when we see it from above the sun.
因此，我们信耶稣的目标。就是要在日光之下生活，但是用日光之上的原则。
And so that's why we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves, meaning that when we live under the sun, we live by the standard that is above the sun.
也就是我们每一天的生活跟没有信的人都一样，你要上班，他要上班，你要生病，他也会生病，都一样。
In many ways, our life is the same as those who do not believe in God. For instance, we need to go to work.
但是在引导我们做决定，在引导我们生活那个原则不一样。
But what guides our decision making or the principles are different.
那个原则是在日光之上，是更高的，是属灵的。
The principles that we abide by comes from above the sun.
那这个要从日光之下那种价值观念要。往上提升到灵里面的观念，这个就是我们在基督里的一种成长。
And how to elevate our perspective on life from worldly to spiritual is has to do with our growth.
那这种成长的过程就需要学习。
And the process of growth means that we need to learn.
比方说，约伯记里面在讲受苦。
For instance, in the book of Job, the author talked about suffering.
他本来很有钱。
Originally, he was a very wealthy man.
家庭很幸福。
And he was blessed with a beautiful family.
他行很多善事。
And he was a charitable man.
在当时的社会很受到尊敬。
At the time of his society, he was a respected person.
但是约伯在一夜之间，他所有财产没有了。
However, overnight, he lost everything.
他的孩子也死了。
His children passed away.
那遇到这么大的苦难。
And having confronted such suffering,
约伯的太太就用人事之间的观念在看这件事情。
Job's wife looked at her husband's suffering from the perspective of the ordinary people in the world.
你拜神拜到这样，你拜神没有比别人好啊。
You have worshipped God, but your life is not better off.
所以他觉得拜神有没有比别人好，就是你有没有比较健康，你生活有没有比较富有。
In other words, when she said that you're not better off, meaning that she's looking at whether you're healthier, whether you are wealthier, because you worship God.
那你拜神拜到这样，孩子也死了，你的财产也没有了，你弃掉神死掉算了。
So when she saw that he has lost his life, his children and also his wealth, she said to him, "Why don't you give up on God?"
他看不清楚为什么人会受苦。
And she cannot see why human beings must suffer.
他看不清楚受苦带给人的好处。
And she doesn't see what goodness human beings can gain from suffering.
那如果这个两个看不清楚，受苦就是咒诅。
And when these two things are obscure to us, then suffering is a curse.
但是如果能够看清楚为什么受苦带我们给什么好处，受苦可能就是一种福气。
However, when we see or understand why we suffer and also the benefits that we can gain from suffering, then suffering is a blessing for us.
那为什么约伯受苦？
And why is it that Job suffered?
在日光之下，在属灵的层面上已经讲得很清楚。
On a spiritual level, it is very clear.
不是因为约伯有错误，所以神惩罚他。
He suffered not because he sinned against God.
是因为魔鬼在控告约伯。
It was because Satan was accusing Job.
说约伯拜神这个是因为功利。
Job worshipped God because of justice.
功利啊，功利观点，功利。就是说，因为你给他很多好处，所以他拜你。
Meaning that when Job worship God, a lot of people think that it's a give and take relationship. That means that when Job worshipped, he would gain something as a reward.
不是因为你是可敬拜的，是因为你给他好处，因为他得到好处，所以他拜你。
And Satan accused Job for worshipping God because Job wanted to gain benefits from God.
这个好像结婚。
So this is like a marriage.
这个结婚动机每个人不一样。
Everyone get married because of different motives.
有的人是因为这个人，我觉得我爱他，所以我就跟他结婚。
Some think that just because I love someone, then I marry that person.
那因为我爱他，所以为他受苦也没有关系。
And because I love that person. It is okay for me to suffer.
那这种婚姻是很稳固的。
And this kind of marriage is stable.
那另外一种结婚是我跟他结婚会对我有什么好处？
And the other type of marriage is marriage of convenience, meaning that I can gain benefits. I can benefit from the marriage.
那这个婚姻是从功利出发的。
And so this marriage is based on whether one can gain profits or benefits from marriage.
那这种婚姻可能一时很好，但是会很可能出大问题。
The marriage might seem good at first, eventually it will suffer.
因为如果功利没有了，婚姻就结束了。
Because when there's no more benefits that one can gain from the marriage, then that's the end of marriage.
所以神要证明约伯敬畏神是因为神是可敬畏的，不是因为他得到好处。
So upon the Satan's accusation, God wanted to prove that you worship God because he feared God.
所以神就允许魔鬼来试探约伯。
So God permitted Satan to test.
那经过两场很大的患难，证明约伯敬畏神是因为神本身是可敬畏的。
And after two great tribulations, the tribulation proved Job was true to God.
所以神得到荣耀。
So God was glorified.
约伯的信仰啊，完全啊，他的原因完全显明出来。
And from that two tribulations, we see why Job, the true motives behind Job worshiping God.
那这样患难就过去了。
So the tribulations, was over.
因为已经达到神要达的目的。
Because God had, has already achieved His goal.
然后约伯所得的福气，一切都是加倍。
And after that, Job received a multiple blessing.
所以今天我们在看事情，最重要的是你是从世界的观点在看事情，还是你是从神的观点在看事情？
And for us today, we must look at our life. We must ask ourselves whether we look at our life from the people, from the perspective of the people of the world, or from the viewpoint of God.
那这里告诉我们，我们如果从神的观点来看人生，只有三件事情。
And these two verses here tell us that if we view our life or see our life from the viewpoint of God, then there are three things.
因为我们是天上的国民，住在地上做客旅。
Since we are heavenly citizens who are sojourning in the world.
所以我们在地上的生活，第一件事情就叫归向神。
So the first thing that we must do in the world is to turn to God.
今天我们的生活被太多事情捆绑。
There are too many things in our life that we have been bound.
使我们的心没有办法完全归向神。
Our hearts cannot totally turn to God.
因此，生活的目标就是怎么样把我们在世界上这种会捆绑我们的、会使我们从神分心的，要尽量把它简化，使我们的生活能够以神做中心。
And that's why it is important for us to simplify our lives so that we may turn our hearts totally to God.
比方说，有的夫妻两个刚刚结婚的时候生活相当简单。
For instance, say for example, a couple when they just got married, their life is very simple.
所以他们人生就有一个理想，我们等到五十几岁的时候，我们一定要事业有成就，要赚很多的钱，我们才能够一起养老。
So the couples they have a dream that when they reach the age of 50, they want to retire and they want to do well.
所以夫妻两个就很认真在世界上打拼。
So the couples work very hard toward their goal.
但是打拼到最后变成事业最重要，婚姻反而在次要。
However, what happened in the end was that eventually their career comes before their marriage.
所以有很多夫妻在穷苦的时候感情很好，一到成功到最后离婚。
And that's why there are so many couples that their marriage was very good when they were poor, but when they become wealthy and wealthier, their marriage was on the rock.
因为他当初的出发点是好的，但是到最后他已经把本末倒置了。
Initially, they might have a very good intention, but they somehow missed the mark.
也就是说，把事业干成比婚姻重要，所以为着事业，婚姻结束了。
And so, when their career becomes more important than their marriage ended.
那我们人生的本在哪里？
So, what is the basis of life?
人生的根本是在乎神。
What is the root of our life? The root of our life is God.
神是万福的来源。
God is the source of all blessings.
神是生命的来源。
God is the source of life.
我们如果抓住这个本，
And if we hold on to this basis,
你生活就会有很多的福气，会感觉到神的同在。
Then we will be able to experience blessings in our life.
那当我们活在福气当中，
And when we live in blessings,
比方说你有好的事业、好的家庭、很多的物质。
For example, when we have a very good job, when we have a very beautiful family,
我们人常常就抓住了那个神所赐的福气而忘记了神。
We often hold on to these blessings and forget about the one who gives us the blessings.
但那个时刻就是痛苦开始的时刻。
And this is precisely the point when human beings begin to suffer.
所以怎么离弃偶像归向神，这是我们生活第一个要务。
So the first and the most important thing is in our life is to turn to God and get away from the idols.
什么是偶像？
What does it mean by idols?
在生活中，那个重要性超过神的，取代神的，那个就是偶像。
Anything that becomes more important than God in our life is idol.
工作是神赐的。
For instance, our job is given by God.
财富是神赐的。
Our wealth is also from God.
幸福的家庭是神赐的。
Our family is also from God.
但是如果这个取代了神。
However, when all these things replace the importance of God,
我们生活就已经发生问题了。
Then there's something wrong with our life.
所以我们要不断地归回向神。
And that's why we need to return to God.
神最高。
God is the highest.
神最重要。
He's the most important.
那其他神给我的这些好的工作、好的家庭、好的物质，这个都在下面。
And everything else comes under him.
这个叫做离开偶像，归向神。
So this is what this verse is talking about. That is turning to God and getting away from the idols.
那这样，我们才能够进到第二个项目。
And when we have achieved this, then we can move on to the second stage.
就是服侍又真又活的神。
That is to serve the living and true God.
他是说又真又活的神。
Here stresses the living and true God.
真就是不会改变。
True meaning that God will never change.
活就是会有回应，是会有反应。
And living God means that when we ask, there will be response.
我们服侍神，那个价值是永远存在的。
And in other words, the value of the time or effort that we put in serving God will stay with us.
我们服侍神那一种体验是很活泼的。
And the experience of serving God is lively.
所以当一个人开始服侍神，
So when a person begins to serve God,
他就会发现啊，原来神是这么活又真的神。
Then this person will begin to experience how lively and true God is.
因为在服侍的过程，你可以看到神怎么在带领你，神怎么在祝福你的工作。
Because in the process of serving God, we can see how God guides us and how bless us.
所以这也告诉我们，信仰生活要服侍神。
In other words, in our spiritual life, we must serve God.
因为教会是一个家庭。
Because church is a family.
那我们都知道，每一个家庭的一份子都要去分担家庭的工作。
And every member of God's household should share the work in our family.
那这个分担工作就是服事。
And sharing the work of the temple means that we serve God.
如果你养的孩子到大了，还是你在煮饭，你在洗碗，你在拿垃圾，你在整理房子，小孩子吃饱饭都没事情，这个父母是很辛苦的。
So, for example, when children have grown up, become adults, the parents are still doing all the house chores. Then we can see that the parents, indeed, are heavily burdened.
但是当这个小孩子开始成长，
However, when the children have grown up,
他就会去分担工作。
The children will begin to share the workload of their parents.
我煮饭煮不好，父母帮我煮，那我至少我可以洗碗，我可以倒垃圾。
We might not be good at cooking, but at least we can help with the dishes or taking the trash out.
那这样，这个家庭就每一个人都发挥功用，在彼此服侍。
And when we share the workload, that means that the members of the family are actually serving one another.
那家庭不，我们教会要像一个身体。
And the church is also like a body.
那如果每一部分都发挥功用。
And when every part of the body serve its function,
那这个身体就很健康。
Then we know this body is indeed very healthy.
那每一部分都发挥功用，这个叫做服侍。
And when different parts of the body serve the entire body, that means servitude.
手有手的功用。
So hand will have its function.
脚有脚的功用。
The feet will have their function.
眼有眼的功用。
The eyes will have their function.
那每一个人照他的功用，把他功用发挥出来。
So when everyone make use of their potentials or abilities,
那这个就是服侍，身体就健康。
Then the whole body will become healthier.
所以我们在教会里面，到底神要我做什么？
So in The house of God, what does God require of us?
这个我们需要去了解，需要去祈求，求神让我明白。
And this is something that we need to understand and ask God to help us understand.
有的很会带慕道者。
Some are very good at bringing friends to church.
有的很会牧引，哇，会安慰人。
Some are great comforters.
那有的很会祷告。
Some are great prayers.
有的很会做这个行政上的这个管理。
Some are strong at giving administrative support.
那这一些所有把它合起来，这个教会就非常的健康，就一直在发展。
And when we combine all these forces, then the church will become very strong.
所以说这里说要服侍神。
And so here tells us we must serve God.
那第三点才等候神。
And the third point is to wait for God.
就是主耶稣要从天上降下来。
Meaning that Jesus will one day descend.
这是第二次降下来。
And this will be his second coming.
那要救我们脱离将来愤怒。
He comes to rescue us from the wrath, the coming wrath.
有一个愤怒将要发生。
There's a wrath that is coming.
就是神的愤怒。
That is the wrath of God.
那个愤怒发生就是世界的末了。
And when God vents his wrath, that means that's the end of the world.
我们就在等待这一天。
And this is the moment that we are waiting for.
这一天一定会来到。
And this moment will eventually come.
但是当神愤怒降下来的时候，
However, when God's wrath comes,
圣经说我们都要像新郎穿光明洁白的细麻衣，等待新郎从天上来接我们回到天上，享受天国的筵席。
We will be like brides adorned, waiting for the coming of the bridegroom.
这个不是童话，不是故事。
This is not a story or a fairy tale.
所有圣经的预言都已经实现。
All the prophecy in the Bible have been fulfilled.
只有一个还没有实现。
Except one.
就是耶稣再来。
That is the second coming of Jesus.
这一天一定会实现。
And for sure, this day will come.
那我们要被带回到天国。
And we'll be taken back to heaven.
这个是基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope for Christians.
所以要迎接这个盼望的实现，我们每一天的生活要归向神，然后要服侍神。
And to receive that very day, we must serve God and hope for God.
那服侍又是怎么一回事呢？
So what is servitude?
我们在第一次查考，服侍就是在做管家。
To serve is to work as a housekeeper for God.
我们在神的这个教会里面，我们是做仆人。
In the church of God, we are servants.
那主耶稣就是主人。
And Jesus is the master.
所以服侍就是在做管家。
And to serve means that we are serving as housekeepers of God.
最重要是要专忠心。
And we must be faithful.
第二个，
Secondly,
服侍就是在做农夫。
To serve means to work as a farmer.
保罗说，我撒种，亚波罗浇灌。
Paul said, I have sowed and Apollo has watered.
那个种就是真道，就是福音。
And the seeds refers to the gospel.
所以什么叫做服侍神？
So what is serving God?
我们到处去传基督的福音。
We preach the gospel to all the people.
这个就是服侍神。
And this is serving God.
那有的我们如果说我没有那个恩赐去布道，那怎么办呢？
Some might say, well, I don't have the talents of evangelizing.
有的慕道者来到教会了啊，我们讲一些我们的见证给他听，讲一些我们道理的感受给他听，这个叫做浇灌。
And when true seeker or friends come to church, we share with them our experience, and that means water the seed.
那到最后他听懂了，他受洗了，他就这个叫做成长。
And eventually, when the friend comes to understand the gospel, the truth, and believes in God, then the seed sprouts.
好，那我们早上我们看服侍的第三个比喻就是做父亲。
And the third parable of servitude is to be a father.
请看哥林多前书第四章。
This refers to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我写信不是叫你们羞愧，乃是整诫你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。十五节。
Verse 15.
你们学基督，师父虽然有一万，为父的却不多，因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。这里保罗在提到他跟哥林多教会信徒的关系。
Here Paul describes his relationship to the members of the church in Corinth.
十四节的下半句说，好像我亲爱的儿女。
And in the second portion of verse 14, Paul describes them as my dear children.
那十五节的第一句说， 第二下半句哈，说我用基督的福音生你们。
In the second portion of verse 15, Paul again describes, "For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel."
那圣经里面看不出保罗有结婚呢。
And from the Bible, we don't know if Paul has ever been married.
那没有结婚，当然就没有孩子啊。
And of course, if he hasn't been married, that means he wouldn't have children.
但是保罗在这里说，我用福音生了你们。
However, here Paul said that I became your father through the gospel.
那你们就是我亲爱的儿女。
And you are my dear children.
那相对的，保罗就是父亲了。
Meaning that Paul is the father.
所以保罗在面对这个哥林多的教会啊，他心里有一个感受。
So when Paul was thinking or speaking of the members of the church in Corinth,
这个感受不是老师对学生。
He did not describe his relationship to them as teacher and student.
这个感受是父母亲对孩子。
The relationship was more like a parent-children relationship.
那这两种的身份啊，其实那个感受不太一样。
And of course, these two relationships are very different.
师父对学生啊，以现在来讲就更清楚了，这是一种职业。
When we talk about teacher and student relationship, we know that is like a job.
哦，这里面是没有感情的。
It's a job, so there is no real emotion or human feelings.
但是父亲对儿女哦，这个就不是职业。
However, when we talk about or speak of parent-children relationship, then this is not a job.
这个是一种爱的关系。
This is a manifestation of love.
因为父亲跟子女，这好像是骨肉一样。
Because father and children, they are related.
所以今天我们在教会里面服事，最重要的不是事情，最重要是人。
So likewise, when we serve in a church, what is most important is not the events or things that we take care of, but the people that we take care of.
如果我们在教会里面服事，我们把事情看作最重要，忽略了人，那教会就变成公司。
And when we place more emphasis on the things that we do than the people that we come in contact with in church, then we are in fact turning the church into a company.
不做教会有很多事情，但是这个事情到最后是关键是人。
It is true there are many things that we need to do in the church. However, eventually we need to return back to human beings who are involved in doing these things.
因为什么叫教会？
So, because what is church?
教会不是这个建筑物。
The church is not this building.
建筑物叫做会堂。
This building is called a chapel.
那教会是什么？
So what is church?
教会就是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
这是活的。
It's living.
那基督的身体是什么？
What is the body of Christ?
就是他用宝血把我们从罪里面拯救出来，这一群人，这个叫做教会。
The body of Christ or the church refers to the group of people that God has redeemed through His blood.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神，最重要的是这一群人，这个是基督的身体。
So ultimately, what is most important in church is the people who make up the church.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
但是我们怎么去服侍神？
How do we serve God?
就是透过我们对我们周围的弟兄姊妹的服侍啊，这个就是在服侍神，因为教会就是主耶稣的身体。
We serve God through serving our brothers and sisters because the church is the body of Christ.
啊，最近我在听啊，社会上有一句话叫做顶客主，我不晓得诸位有没有听过顶客 D-I-N-K-D-I-N-O。
I don't know if you have heard of this term dink.
在我们教会有一个刊物在写顶客组。
I came across this term when I was reading a publication about church.
这是新的名词。
And this is a new terminology.
这个 D 啊就是代表 double。
D stands for double.
I 啊就是 income。
I stands for income。
然后 N 啊就是 no 没有。
N stands for no.
啊 ，K 就是小孩子。
And K stands for kids.
哦，所以啊，在社会上有一群人是两种收入，但是没有小孩。
And think refers to the group of people who, the couples they have double incomes and they do not have kids.
那现在这种的观念啊，在青年当中很普遍。
And such concept is prevalent amongst the youth.
甚至在教会里面也有。
And even in the church too.
啊，夫妻两个都工作了，收入很高，所以 double income.
Both the husband and wife work, and they indeed earn a lot because both of them have income.
但是他没有孩子。
And they do not have children.
那这个没有孩子又有两个原因呢？
And they do not have children because of two reasons.
比方说有一个青年呢，要结婚之前，我跟他谈了，他说我要一打孩子，十二个孩子。
For example, there's one time I was talking to a youth in our church. Right before this youth was about to get married, the youth said to me that he wanted to have a dozen kids.
哦，他很喜欢小孩子。
Because he loved children.
现在结婚快十年了，连一个都没有。
And now he has been married for 10 years and he has no kids at all.
哦，这是第一种，因为他想要，他没有办法有。
So the first type is that they want to have kids, but they cannot have kids.
那第二种就是他可以有，但是他选择不要。
And the second type are those who can afford to have children, but they decide not to have children.
因为有的人说，我为什么这么傻？我两个 income 进来，我收入可以享受，我要去哪里就去哪里。
Why do I have to suffer and have children? I can make use of the income or money I have to travel and do things I like.
所以啊，他很高的收入，他不要孩子，这样的人生就是一种享受，孩子变成一个负担。
So many opted not to have children, and because children is regarded as burden.
哎，但是我们看，我们这中间很多人也有一个孩子，也有两个，要选择三个的，难道我们就比较傻吗？
And doesn't mean that for those who decide to have one kid or two or maybe three, doesn't mean that they are their decision is not as wise.
哦，最近呢，跟一个同工在聊天。
Recently I was talking to a coworker of mine.
他差不多快到五十岁了，他太太才生第四个。
He is now close to the age of 50, and his wife just had the fourth child.
我就问他，哎，你那个最小的孩子怎样？
And so I asked him, so how's your kid, the last one?
我很高兴啊，我那个第四的，我每次回家的时候叫他来跟我玩啊，他小孩说 no, 就跑来就跟他玩。
And he said to me, he enjoyed the kid very much because every time he went back home, he would call to the child and the child would come to him and play with him.
人生啊，最大的那种快乐啊，莫非跟小孩子有一个非常亲密的关系。
And to enjoy life is one of the enjoyment in life is to have a very close time with our children.
然后你看这个整个小孩子在成长的过程，这是一种很大的满足。
And to see the child growing up is in fact very fulfilling.
所以选择有小孩子并不等于他比较傻，只是他选择另外一种的享受。
So for those who decide to have children, does not mean that they are less wise. It just means they have decided to choose a different way of enjoying life.
那有时候我到老人院去看，有的老人到年纪大很孤单。
Every time I go to a nursing home, I often see lonely elders who are lonely.
因为他年轻的时候选择没有小孩子，生活过得很好，他年纪大的时候自然就没有小孩子来看他，当然很孤单。
Because when they were young, they did not have children. So when they became old, they were lonely. They are lonely.
保罗在这个地方啊，他说我用基督的福音生你们。
And here Paul said that I have become your father through the gospel.
那因为这个样子啊，保罗在属灵里面他有很多的小孩子。
And because of this, Paul has many children in the Lord.
所以我们在哥林多前书里面就发现说，保罗从他们得到很大的安慰，但是保罗的生活也因为他们有很大的压力。
And from the from First Corinthians, we see that Paul has received much comfort from them, but at the same time, much pressure from them.
所以保罗说，你们就是我的喜乐。
And so that's why Paul said to them, "You are my joy."
你们就是我的安慰。
You are also my comfort.
真的，父母的喜乐到年纪大的时候就是小孩子。
And it is true that when the parents are advanced in age, their comfort comes from their children.
父母的安慰也是从小孩子来的。
And the comfort, from the
喜乐安慰是从小孩子。
And the joy of the parents also comes from the children.
但是我们要达到那一步，达到那个目标之前呢、啊，这个里面要付出很多的心血代价，让他成长。
And of course, for children to grow up, we must put in a lot of effort.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面提到服侍神，他讲你们所亲爱的儿女啊，这个就在讲他所付出的代价。
And so when Paul describes the members of the church as my dear children, it refers to the amount of effort and time that he had put in.
付出代价、
meaning that he paid with a price.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工啊，是需要付出代价的。
And likewise, when we serve God in the church, we also have to pay a price.
那这个代价是出于我们对弟兄姐妹的爱，好像我们在当父母，他像在灵里面像小孩，是我们的儿女一样。
And we pay such a price because we love the brothers and sisters as if they were our own children.
那这个爱从哪里来？
So where does the love come from?
这个爱是从神来的。
The love comes from God.
神很爱人。
God loves humans.
所以神把人看作他的自己的儿女。
And that's why God sees us as his children.
那神就是父。
And he is our father.
那当这个神的爱进到我们里面。
And when God's love comes into us.
我们就会看弟兄姊妹好像自己的儿女。
Then we begin to see our brothers and sisters as our own children.
因为我们有神的爱在里面。
Because we have the love of God in us.
那这个，所以这个关系从这样建立起来的。
And so this is how we build up our relationship.
好，我们看十五节。
Let's refer to verse 15.
哥林多前书四章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15.
你们学基督啊，师父虽然有一万，为父的却不多。
15. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers.
啊，这个地方讲学基督啊。有两个人可以引导他们，一个是师父，一个是父母亲。
There are two kinds of people that guide others to Christ. The first type is the guardian, and the second type is the father.
也就是我们在信仰成长的过程当中，我们需要有人帮助我们。
In other words, in the process of maturing in spirit, we need others to help us.
那这里保罗特别说，我在父亲啊，我是父亲啊，不是师父。
And Paul describes that he is the father, not the guardian.
因此，一个人在受洗之后，常常需要有一个人来关心他，带领他。
And after a person baptized, that person often needs somebody else to guide him.
我们通常的体验啊，从一个人来慕道、洗礼，到他成长到一定的程度哦，你可以很放心了、大概两年到三年。
And from a person getting baptized, believing Christ, getting baptized and grow towards maturity in spirit, usually takes about 2 to 3 years.
那这个两年跟三年的时间，我们在带领一个人，就是在做父母。
And within this span of time, when we give help to this person, that means we are becoming a father to that person.
那如果我们做过父母，我们都知道这个做父母是24小时的。
And for those who have been parents, we know that we often our attention to our children is 24 hours.
如果你上班8小时，很可能你的有的孩子，你回家里面在家里还可能还在做过8个小时。
And like as parents, after we have worked during the day, we come home, we might work even harder for the children.
是相当的一种投入。
Because it's almost like a kind of investment.
好，那保罗怎么在带领这些哥林多教会的信徒呢？
So how did Paul guide the members?
如果我们来看16节。
Let's refer to verse 16.
所以我求你们效法我，17节。
17.
因此我已经打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我亲爱忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们，纪念我们在你们中间怎样行事，在各处教会中怎样教导人。我们这一段圣经告诉我们，做父亲，我们在服侍神做父亲了，就两件事情很重要。
When we become a father to others in church, there are two very important things that we must take care of.
第一个，保罗说，你们要纪念我们在你们当中是怎样行事。
First thing, Paul reminded that he want us to remember the way of his life.
就是一种模范，一种榜样。
His way of life is a model for us to emulate.
那第二个就是在教会中怎么教导人。
And second thing is how he has taught in church.
所以这就是一种言教。
And this is teaching verbally.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神啊，第一个就是我们本身必须要有道理的基础。
So to serve God, we must have a very firm foundation.
我们的观念啊，需要真理化。
Our truth must inform our concepts.
因为我们要带领人在属灵成长，我们每一个信仰的生活的细节都跟道理有关系。
So for us to lead someone to God in our life, we must be informed by truth and guided by God's principles.
我们要怎么做决定？
How do we make decisions?
选择工作。
How do we choose our job?
选择你住的地方。
How do we choose a place to live?
选择职业。
How do we pick a career?
选择配偶。
How do we decide who to get married?
这个都跟信仰有关系。
All these are related to truth.
所以一个人要去带领别人的信仰，我们本身的观念要通过真理来建立。
Therefore, in order for us to guide someone to God, we must have truth.
那当我们跟别人在谈话的时候，我们才能够使别人的观念跟圣经一样。那观念跟圣经一样，他做的决定就会越来越靠近圣经的教导。
It is only then that when we discuss with the particular brother or sister, we can influence this brother or sister.
比方说，有几种的职业啊，当然是法律上很正当的，但是这个对信仰是很大的挑战。
For instance, there are some careers that are legally acceptable, but may be very detrimental to our spiritual life.
第一个，你开餐馆。
For example, first, have owning a restaurant.
第二个
，second，
开这个 motel 的生意。
owning a motel.
第三个，做房地产的生意。
To be in the real estate.
这个都是合法的。
Business. All these are legally acceptable.
但这三种的职业，礼拜六都要上班。
However, for all these three jobs, the person needs to work on Saturdays.
比方说房地产，礼拜六大家看房子，你要做吗？
Because, for example, when you become an agent, you have to show people the homes on Saturdays.
所以我们需要用真理来建立我们的观念。
So that's why it is important for us to build the many concepts that we have about life on truth.
如果这个职业会影响我的信仰，
If such job or career will affect our spiritual life,
我要找一个比较容易让我过信仰生活的职业，虽然那个收入可能低一点。
Then it is much better off for us to choose a career that will allow us to come draw near to God, even though we might earn a little less.
所以这个观念会影响我们的选择。
So our concepts will affect the decisions that we make.
那我们当中有很多人是因为你结婚以后，后来你才信耶稣。
And there are many of us who come to believe in Christ after married. Marry someone.
那现在我们的生活就有一个目标。
And so in our life there should be a goal.
就是怎么把我们另外一半带来信耶稣。
That is how do we bring our spouse to before God.
因为如果我们很爱我们的另外一半，我们希望上天国，我们也希望他上去啊。
Because when we love someone, of course we will want that person to go to heaven with us.
那我们要怎么带领我们的另外一半来信主？
And how do we bring our spouse to God?
变成我们整个的生活需要调整。
It means that we need to adjust many aspects of our life.
而且我们要把这个基督的道理活出来。
And we need to God's teaching into practice.
所以圣经说，如果有不听道理的丈夫，那太太也是一样，会因为配偶被感化过来。
And that's what is described in the Bible. If one has a unbelieving husband, the wife should move him with the way she lives her life.
那这个生活，我们就先要从圣经的道理去建立我们的观念，我们生活才会改变。
And to change our life, we must change our concept. And to change our concept, we must go back to the Bible.
所以很多事情到最后都跟圣经有关系。
So everything eventually comes back to the Bible.
那如果我们还没有结婚
，And for those who are not yet married,
那我们在做结婚的这个选择的时候
，Then when we make a decision regarding our marriage,
信仰就是最重要一个考虑。
Faith or religious belief is our primary concern.
这个婚姻是对我信仰有帮助，还是会拉倒我的信仰？这个是最重要的考虑。
Will this marriage take me away from God, or will this marriage draw me closer to God?
有一个青年啊，他有一次写一个纸条放在桌上，他妈妈看到了。
There was one of the youth who wrote on a piece of paper, and his mother saw.The paper.
他说我很爱他，但是他不爱我所爱的神。
And on the piece of paper, I said, I love her, but she doesn't love my God.
所以这个青年在心里面有很大的挣扎。
And there was indeed a lot of struggle within this youth.
他很爱他的女朋友。
He loves his girlfriend.
但是他发现他的女朋友并不爱他所爱的神。
But his girlfriend does not love.His God.
那现在怎么决定
？So, who is he going to choose?
如果他跟他女朋友结婚
，If he marries his girlfriend,
可能到最后对他信仰会负面。
It might be detrimental to his marriage.
感谢主，后来他妈妈一直帮他祷告，以后他就跟他女朋友分手。
And his mother prayed for him and.In the end, he broke up with his girlfriend.
那以后在教会里面结婚。
And in the end, he married someone in the church.
那结婚以后，他回头过来看。
And after marriage, he reflect.
他满心充满着感谢。
On his past, and he was full of thanks.
因为他现在这个配偶对他的信仰很有帮助。
Because his current spouse is very helpful.To his faith.
所以第一个我们要做父母，我们本身需要在观念上要真理化来教导。
So as a parent, we must let truth inform the many concepts we have about life.
那第二个就是本身的生活是一种榜样，十六节，我求你们效法我。
AndIt's said in verse 16, therefore I urge you to imitate me because our life is, should be a model, should serve as a model.
就是我们本身的生活能够做让人效法。
That is, our life should be good enough to serve as a model for others to imitate.
所以我们在教会里面做服侍神就是我们的观念要真理化，我们的生活需要有榜样，因为我们是在做父亲。
And because we are a parent, we must let, we must have truth as our base of our concepts and also to live a worthy life that others can follow.
那这样我们看到别人信仰一直在成长，这个就是我们的喜乐，这个就是我们的安慰。
And when we see others grow spiritually, then we'll indeed gain great comfort from that. Let's sing him.
507首
，Sing him 507.